This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Broomfield-based Ball Corp, one of the world's largest manufacturer of aluminum products, will close two factories as it deals with a sales slump. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
The factories are in Phoenix and St. Paul, Minnesota. Both are about 50 years old and less efficient than newer plants, according to a report in the Denver Business Journal. Dozens of people will be laid off, the report says. On top of that, Ball is delaying construction of a new plant in Las Vegas. The report says the moves are because of flat demand for aluminum cans in North America. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The minimum wage for the city and county of Denver will increase to $17.29 per hour on January 1st next year, up from $15.87 now. The increase reflects the rate of inflation as calculated by Denver's Department of Finance, which is required in the city under a law that took effect in 2020. USA Swimming has plans for a new system to improve communication with anonymous reporters of abuse. Until now, the organization lacked the technology to allow people reporting sexual or other abuse to remain nameless. A new system will allow investigators to follow up with them securely. USA Swimming is headquartered in Colorado Springs. Denver's Kirkland Museum is showcasing architect Frank Lloyd Wright's taste for art, furniture, dinnerware, and other artwork are on display as part of the exhibit. Deputy curator Christopher Heron says the donation of the architect's lamp inspired the exhibit.
Our founding director and curator Hugh Grant befriended a art collector and dealer named Lewis Newman, and he maintained that relationship over the years, and that led to the gift of what we were told was a Frank Lloyd Wright lamp.
The exhibit runs through January 2023. This is CPR News in KRCC.